Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Pennsylvania. Thank you for calling. You're on the Alex Jones Show. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Let's put some evidence on the table. They're trying to get us to commit spiritual adultery by breaking our covenant with the Lord and contracting with them. Now, you have brought up Trump's inauguration speech, and I look at it as an offer because he says that he's giving back the power to the people. And January 6th, to me, is acceptance. That property was originally named Rome, Maryland. And that was the year of Jubilee at his inauguration address, as per Jonathan Kahn. But the issue is, the mistake that we're making is, it's crucial to rebut their presumption. They're presuming we're property of Congress. Now, there's either an Article 4, Section 4, constitutional republic, guaranteed borders, etc., or we're in Article 4, Section 3.
Well, that's right. The social contract has been broken. This is a foreign government, and Trump said, it's your country if you want it. Take it back. We're transferring the power back to you. He had to have, and yes, January 6th overall was peaceful, and that's what scared them so bad. It was a partial exercise of our freedom. A partial exercise in the middle of them stealing the election from us, and that's what upset them so much, and I agree with you.
Yeah, but the issue is that they're de facto. Congress creating the birth certificate and the whole stealing of the stealing of our sweat equity.
The 14th Amendment.
You discussed all that with Adam Adask, and it was one of the most important interviews that you've ever done. Now, the issue is... you know, we have some really big issues. That Trump owns the original post office. And it's been brought out that the wars are between post office. And, you know, this whole thing is about the legal fictions of that Congress created to our birth certificates that were representing that all caps name. So... like you said over and over, we're operating under color of law, color of law. And until and unless we refute their presumptions and stop representing that all caps name. Now, you can find an explanation of that at Anna Von Rentz, article number 73. She really, really gets into it and has sent notices.
Beautiful, brother. I got to jump here, buddy. Thank you, Steve. And, all right, let's talk to Zach in Florida. Go ahead, Zach.
Alex, what's going on, brother?
I'm happy to talk to you. Go ahead.
I've been listening to you since I was in middle school, and you've helped me wake up just about every employee that I have working with me, and also everyone in my family. Their links and videos, they literally have made a complete change throughout coronavirus and woke up to everything that is you've really been talking about for years. But I just wanted to give a quick experience, a quick layout of my experience with COVID. I lost my job twice. I lost two different jobs in the last year because of COVID. I now have another one. My mom lost her job. I had to move back in with my parents across state, had to go through all this. And I just wanted to lay out a message for young people to say, even if you lose your job or they're trying to lock you in your house or whatever it is, we are still young. And we have all of the energy, all of the power against this old, decrepit system that will not tie us down in the future. And we will overcome this 100%.
Hold on. I'm going to hold you over because I want your message to be heard by the next segment because some stations don't carry this first 5 minutes. They want to demoralize us. They want to break our will. They want to straitjack us into this global ID to be able to buy and sell at businesses. And China's going to run it. So everything is down to the wire now. Now is do or die. We've got to get the legislatures organized. We've got to support DeSantis and other governors saying, no, we're not going to have these Internet IDs. We're not going to have social credit scores. We're not going to have vaccine passports. Now is the time. I'm going to come right back to you, Zach, restart what you were saying, and finish up then. Wow, it's a big article on Infowars.com. It's amazing. Everybody should share this. Russia's foreign minister, the second most powerful guy in Russia, Lavrov, warns of...
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com. Store.com or 888-253-3139.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Sweet dreams are made of this.
The mainstream media has been talking about a surge at the border. But the real story is a massive illegal immigration pipeline run by the Biden administration. We witnessed it running nonstop in McAllen, Texas. First, Border Patrol delivers busloads of illegal immigrants to a secured tent processing center on the corner of U.S. Business 83 and West 15th Street. We are told by sources well over 1,000 each night in this area alone. And what we witnessed during the day certainly substantiates this number. We were told by a driver of their operation that they are being tested for COVID-19 at this processing center. They all leave with manila envelopes in hand. Those that do test positive for COVID are driven to one of the several hotels who have contracted with the federal government to act as COVID quarantine shelters, where they will quarantine for 7 days before being released into the U.S. And the rest are either bused or walked down the street to the Humanitarian Respite Center, operated by Catholic Charities of the Rio Grande Valley, where they are brought in through the front door with their manila envelopes inspected. They are housed, given bags of clothing, and are then sent off through the back door to various U.S. cities via bus and airplane. It's a nonstop flowing pipeline. Those that take the bus are led across the street to the bus station, and the rest are given rides to the airport, where they present Border Patrol and TSA with the paperwork inside their manila envelopes and set off to various U.S. cities where they are either meeting up with some other government agency, NGO, or perhaps even Mexican cartels operating within the U.S. It is the biggest illegal immigration smuggling operation in U.S. history, and it is being run by the federal government on behalf of the United Nations to destroy all American liberties and put us under the boot for 1,000 years. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
That is just a 2.5 minute out of this world powerful video report of your radio listener. It's at band.video. Click the left hand corner, the three lines. It opens up all the pages. You find the Greg Reese section, also the Southern Border Crisis section, and it has 200 and something thousand views. I mean, come on, folks. That needs 20 million views. I got text messages from well known people in government and other areas, like, oh, this is a great report. I'm like, then promote it. Take our bug off. Just get it out. But no. And I understand, you know, you can't, it's like the big secret. Oh, this is a hot show and everybody tunes in, and but you can't promote it. Oh, no, you get in trouble. That's why they're always banning another person, and they wait and ban somebody else. So everybody behaves themselves, keeps their heads down. And now Steven Crowder is being basically banned off YouTube. And they're going to move on to the next person after that, the next person, instead of us banding together and saying no. But Zach called in. He got cut off by a break. Some stations might not have heard him. He was on that first 5 minutes. You were giving out a positive message that don't let them demoralize us, bankrupting our jobs. Don't let them make you feel not essential. Don't feel bad just because they've shut you down. They're at war with you because of who your ancestors are, your Christian ethos. And we must come together and support the farmers markets and support the local farmers and support the local metallurgists and support the local schools. It now more than ever. And all of us are hypocrites. I need to do it more myself. But I tell you, they have gone through our computer systems and they have found everything we use to broadcast. And every week or so, some new thing that, you know, we had to operate, the thousands of pieces of technology gets taken away. But now most of the time we've already moved away from everybody before it even happens. We'll have the mainline thing as a backup. And they go, oh, because of who you are, we're taking that away. Just happened this week. We went, oh, really? Watch this. Flipped it, our own thing on. And now we're not going to give them money. So, yeah, Nietzsche's right. That which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. If you decide to push back and get stronger, if you decide to be the victim and, oh, look what happened to you and everything, then you're going to lose. Your body shuts down. But when you say, God, I need help. I want to be good and I want to be strong and I want you to rise me up, man, God listens. But God doesn't like cowards and God doesn't like victims. Sure, we all get victimized. Bad things have been done to us all. But, you know, I'll tell you, I'm not a masochist. I don't like pain. I like pleasure. I like to give it too. But I'll tell you something right now. All the things that were done to me when I was growing up, I never blamed God. Now I appreciate it, because I wouldn't be who I was today if I hadn't had the things done to me, and I've had horrible things done to me, horrible things. I look back on it, it was the best thing ever. Every damn piece of that pain was so good, because now I can take a lot more pain. I couldn't do this if I hadn't been put through the fire like a sword that the samurais are hammering together and stretching it into that steel for months and years, just bashing it and banging it out. At the end of the day, I'm certainly worse for wear, and my eyes point different directions sometimes, but it doesn't matter because I'm still rolling forward like a big battering ram on fire to take down the enemy. And I just appreciate you all keeping me in the fight. Let's go to Zach. Zach, finish up your point. Restate what you were saying. I appreciate you holding about not letting them get our spirits down.
Yeah, man. So I was just laying out my experience throughout this whole thing as a 22-year-old surfer from Florida. I completely make every dollar that I have and support myself until Corona came. I lost my job twice and, you know, whatever. But my message really is just for all young people, and especially young people, but everyone, is just say no to the system and say yes to life and reality. Say yes to going outside and real community. Say no to Twitter and vaccine. Say yes to organic food and investing in yourself and making good decisions away from all the media, away from any influences negative. Because
imagine being in Europe where they ride women down with Clydesdale horses that try to get sun.
And imagine here, me and my family couldn't go to church, I couldn't go to work, but there's people rioting all summer. It's just a total inversion of reality, and if you just let it suck you in like it does most young people because of social media and stuff, and you'll just get confused and far away from yourself and nature and the true spirit of life and love.
Absolutely, brother. And as long as we go out and stare at the stars that God made, hug our father, hug our mother, hug our children, as long as we have that, we have everything. And you know, I mean, I never cared about Hollywood, never cared about things, but I thought they were kind of interesting. Now I see it all as bondage. I mean, it's not just that we don't want the world, we're repelled by it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. It's like you see in that video of the two girls with the Uber driver, horrible, horrible incident, where the girl gets out of the car and immediately says, my car or my phone is in there, talking about her phone being in the car. Well, there's literally a man that...
Yeah, she just killed somebody. She just killed somebody.
Her phone in the car, though. So that is just totally where I feel like my generation is, where it's like, something insane could be happening right beside him, and it's, you take pictures and comment on it rather than take action and help or do anything.
You know, the weirdest thing happened this weekend. I was in a restaurant, and I left my phone and forgot. And I came right back in to get it. And these women were like, oh, you got it? You got it? And they were like, oh, oh, yeah, they have it. They have it. And when the waiter handed me the phone, they went, oh, oh. And we're like literally like hooping. It was like a worship of the damn thing. Have you seen this?
Yeah, it's horrible. And that's how I even have a younger sister, and they're even worse. It seems like, I don't know, we just have to dig ourselves out of the pit of technology ruling over us and just realize that life is more valuable, you know? Like, there's better things.
Well, just, you know, my mother once told me this. We were at the beach staring out at a sunset. She said, you know, all the computers, all the science in the world can't have us see beauty in that sun and these waves and rejoicing to be in this creation God made. This is worship of God. We don't worship the creation, but this is our connection to God. God made this. We're a creation of God. We are in this pantheon of God. And it was the most profound thing I ever heard. It was totally true. And it was literally where this all a giant cathedral to God, all a giant system for us to rejoice and come together and be together and have experience and consciousness. Just thank God. Worship God. Thank you, God. Thank you for consciousness. Thank you for everything you've done. Thank you for everything you've done for us. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you for life. Thank you for your son, Jesus.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Drew Hernandez is here with us in the studio. He's going down to the border this weekend. We're going to probably be going down there on Monday or so, maybe earlier, but Easter's here. But he's here working hard. Great reporter, great work in Kenosha and other areas, but a great Christian, and obviously you hear the passion in his speech. And so I wanted to get him on for at least a few segments today ahead of who's supposed to the fourth hour. Very popular last Friday when he hosted the fourth hour. Stu Peters is coming up as well ahead of Owen Schroyer and the War Room. But you were saying, yeah, well, let's get into the border, but also some of the culture war stuff and some of the things that are going on as they put us onto this virtual economy. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure your viewers are familiar with Bad Baby. You know, she's the Catch Me Outside girl that was on Dr. Phil, went extremely viral, totally depraved. She made an OnlyFans. And for those of you that don't know what OnlyFans is, it's basically like a virtual little webcam where people can pay hundreds, thousands of dollars to watch you naked. She just turned 18 about like 7 days ago, and she made her OnlyFans, and within 6 hours made $1 million, Alex. So you can only imagine the pedophiles that were just...
Hey, guys, don't pull up the naked footage, obviously, but pull up Bad Baby, because I don't even follow culture a lot, but I vaguely know who that is. Pull up Bad Baby from Dr. Phil. Yeah.
There it is.
And so, again, the idea here is it's like porn.
Yeah.
Porn actresses in the 70s were making millions of dollars when $1 million was $1 million. Now that everybody got involved in it, the whole bottom fell out and porn doesn't have any money in it. Well, now that everybody's going to OnlyFans, okay, she makes a bunch of money, a bunch of others will jump on it, then they'll make nothing. This is all, that's how Satanism works. They all, like, promote this, everybody rushes there, but then it all falls apart.
Yeah, and it's totally degrading to women, right? I mean, and this individual was a child like 7 days ago. She just turned 18. So you can only imagine like the pedophiles that have just been waiting, sitting, and just waiting to see this person completely naked. And people, it's demoralization, Alex. That's exactly
what we're
saying.
Well, that's what we're saying. It's not because you have art or literature or something. It's because you're giving up your youth to us.
Yeah.
You're selling your soul.
And they want this. They want to see children naked. Even though she just turned 18, they're getting everything that they've dreamed of and what they wanted. This is a complete demoralization of the culture, and it's going to continue to get worse and worse and worse. And I think the majority of our institutions, Alex, have been completely demoralized from Disney, Nickelodeon, mainstream media, Hollywood, movies, music.
And the
list
key
goes
is,
on.
It's not that we're shocked she's naked.
Yeah.
It's that everyone's taught to sell yourself out to the system. The only value you have is giving up your intimacy to something that isn't intimate, giving it up to the iris of a camera for a bunch of slobs.
Yeah, but Alex, things continue to get worse and worse and worse. The desensitizing, the demoralizing, they want us to accept these things as normal. They want you to think it's normal that Lil Nas is making a music video, staging himself getting sodomized in front of the entire world. They want you to think that it's normal.
A stripper pole. I mean, here's the deal. Blacks are the model of the globalist takeover.
Mm-hmm.
And you know about the Great Society. They did social studies. They came to President, who's a KKK member, Lyndon Baines Johnson, and this is on record, and they said, hey, the blacks are all Republican, and and he goes, well, I'm not going to quote him. It's a video. I'll take it out of context and say I said it, but he called them N-words and said they're uppy and all this. He said, I'll have them vote in Democrat 100 years, break up their families, pay the women not to have men in the house, and we'll break them up. Well, it's the same thing here. That's the microcosm of every community. Now Black Lives Matter says, get rid of the nuclear family, and get black men to have their genitals cut off. I mean, that's obviously a cult that wants to destroy you.
And that's what the
black rapper having sex with.
Lil Nas, but that music video is a perfect representation.
Yeah, roll that while he talks.
Perfect representation of what the radical left, of what the global elites, the radical Democrats have been doing to the black community for decades. Sodomizing these communities. Literally taking advantage of them, using them, making them famous, throwing them hundreds of thousands of dollars, making them think that they're actually worth something, but they continue to use them for their political gain and their political purposes. And right now, I think the Democrat Party is shifting from the black community now to the Hispanic community, because now they're the biggest non-white voting bloc as of 2020. This is just
the snake puts him into a trance. They have gay sex.
Mm-hmm.
Then he rides a stripper pole down to hell, is sodomized by Satan, and then he kills Satan and becomes Satan.
And they want you to think that this is normal. And it's interesting because this is, and when I say biblically accurate.
Now he's transformed. Now he's a tranny.
Yep. And they want you to think that these things are normal. And when I say this is biblically accurate, it's accurate in the sense where he stages it in the Garden of Eden, the Tree of Knowledge is in the background, the serpent rolls up. And it's interesting because they change it in front. Instead of Adam and Eve, it's just him. That's their message. There is no male. There is no female. It's just him. That's what they do. This is pure blasphemy. And it's not surprising, but this is what the Satanists, they want. They want kids like this. They want, because this goes on TikTok, Alex, and then you have millions of kids that stage little dances after this, thinking that Luciferianism is normal, is absolutely normal. And we know that it's not. But this is the continuation of the demoralization. There it is. He's riding down to hell.
And by the way, show Miley Cyrus. She looks like a dead crackhead or something. Wearing the devil shoes. Guys, find the photo. It's on Infowars.com.
Oh, you know what's even worse?
Miley Cyrus wearing the Satan shoes that he's pushing, these fake Nikes. And she looks like a total slave. She was on Joe Rogan. She sounded like a brain-dead crackhead. This is what Satan does to you. And again, it's Miley Cyrus's dad that's putting this guy out.
Yeah.
Definitely a Satan.
Yeah, they're useful idiots. They're used by Satan himself. And look at that. It's just total depravity. That is literally total depravity. That is what the Democrat Party is doing and has done to the black community for decades. And what's even worse is, I don't know, James Charles. You know who James Charles is, right, Alex? The gay guy that's the makeup artist, and he's totally huge.
I actually don't, but zoom in on this, guys. Go ahead.
Okay. James Charles, right, has openly admitted he has millions of subscribers on YouTube. He's openly admitted, it broke last night, that James Charles admitted that he's sexting underage little boys and minors, and YouTube allows him to reach millions of people a day.
What they're doing
Alex, and Steven Crowder and Americans that are speaking out against these things get silenced on a daily, on a weekly, on a monthly basis, but they let openly admitted pedophiles like James Charles be on their platforms.
Exactly. And they're debasing a black man, having him be raped by Satan, as if this is cute. Oh, but he kills Satan. This is so sick.
It's completely demoralizing.
You just said it. So now they're openly just mainlining pedophilia.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys can look it up. James Charles openly admitted that he's sexting underage little boys, and this guy reaches millions of people.
Okay, I didn't know the name, but I've seen that part.
Yeah, millions of people on YouTube on a daily, on a weekly basis, yet Alex Jones is scary, too scary for YouTube, yet Steven Crowder is too scary and too dangerous and a threat to YouTube. Conservatives or anyone that's speaking truth, even some leftists that are speaking truth are getting censored on YouTube. But James Charles is totally normal. And who do they target, Alex? The kids.
Drew H. Lives on Twitter for now. Well, man, you're a great talk show host. I mean, I knew when you were a guest on Derek Hoge, okay, get that guy back on, but you were too busy to come on. But now that you're here, you are a natural talk show host, brother. You're kicking ass.
Hey, well, I appreciate it, Alex.
We're on fire for God. You know what's going on.
Absolutely.
It's out in the open now, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's out in the open. And I think the demoralization, the depravity is at its total depravity. When you read the Bible, these things are no surprise, because this is what the Bible has indicated where a society will be when we get to that place.
Let's talk about that. So where do we go next on the timeline? History repeats itself over and over again. We're now entering the bottom of a cycle. What comes next? Get ready, folks, because this is going to get nasty. We'll be right back with Drew Hernandez. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hernandez, investigative journalist, is here with us. He's about to go down the border starting tomorrow. We'll have coverage of all of that throughout the weekend. But another thing is this hysteria. Some car, some little car, ran into one of the checkpoints they've got in D.C. And so they said, oh, a shooting has happened. Two officers shot. Then, okay, it wasn't a shooting. A vehicle rammed it. And I was just during the break there in the coffee room, and Fox News was on, and Chris Wallace was on there talking about, well, this is post-9/11. You know, we can't ever get rid of the military and police in D.C. now after what happened at the Capitol. It's post 9/11. Oh, yeah, one guy had a heart attack 2 days later. They killed four citizens. And so now it's big national news. You think a car wrecking in China is news? But here it's like, look how dangerous it is. Imagine if there's ever a real bioweapon. Imagine if there's ever a real attack. We have been taught to be total ninnies. So here's Fox News and the cowardly behavior going on.
Caused injury or harm, obviously. He injured a couple of Capitol Police officers, but here we go again.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, yesterday, coincidentally for a power player they're going to run in a couple of weeks, I interviewed Karen Gibson. She is the new Senate Sergeant-at-Arms, the person in charge of security for the Senate and one of the people in charge of security for the Capitol. And several of the things that she said to me yesterday, John, for this piece that we're going to run in a couple of weeks, really have some resonance with regard to what we're seeing here. First of all, she was called on. She was a lieutenant general in the Army. She was in the Army for more than 30 years, particularly in intelligence, working around the world, leading intelligence operations in Afghanistan, Iraq, a number of other places, South Korea. She was then put on the Capitol Review Board to review what happened on January 6th. And they came out with several recommendations, some of which have started to be implemented. They asked for 800 more Capitol Police officers to help beef up security around the Capitol. They asked for mobile fencing that would be easier to erect and put up to protect the Capitol grounds. And they also asked, and they plan to implement it, that it's easier for them to summon the National Guard, the D.C. National Guard, to come protect the Capitol in the case of another riot or insurrection. Obviously, this was something different than that. One of the other things that she said to me was that they have, and as Mark Meredith reported this, they have begun to take down a lot of the fencing around the Capitol. And in fact, a week or so ago, you wouldn't have been able to get anywhere near as close to the Capitol as this assailant was able to get in his car. And they've also reduced substantially the number of National Guard around the Capitol, although there are still, as they were reporting, there's still a much heavier number than there were before January 6th. But one of the things that the Sergeant-at-Arms, General Gibson, said to me was that, you know, there's a constant balance. Because on the one hand, your job one is to secure the Capitol, to secure the safety of our elected representatives. But if that's job one, job 1A is to provide public access so that members of the general public, voters who have elected these leaders, can come at least see and in some cases interact with their leaders. And so that balance between security and public access is one that they always have to negotiate. I said, well, are things going to ever get back to where they were before January 6th? And General Gibson said, no, they won't. We're going to try. It'll be a lot less conspicuous than it is now, but we want to make, We provide access to their elected leaders for members of the American public. We're not going to be able to go back, she said, like after 9/11. You know, once you start to impose security contingencies, you never go back entirely on them. And then I thought,
okay, so let's stop there. He goes on, because that was the point I actually caught it, the point I wanted. I'm not mad, it's just it was a longer clip than I wanted to get to. But he goes on and on, like, this is the way it is, it's normal, we need 10,000 troops, and it's going to be hidden, and we're going to have checkpoints everywhere else, too. But the border's wide open. You know, none of this holds water, Drew Hernandez.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that you hear him say this, because this is what they've been saying since January 6th, comparing what happened at the Capitol to 9/11, which, in my opinion, is absolutely absurd and a slap in the face to a lot of American families, and you know exactly why. But how is it, within minutes, the National Guard wrapped this up, within minutes, they're out there. But our southern border is completely open. Our southern border is completely open to cartels, terrorists, people coming across.
Mass graves, hundreds of thousands dead, burning, babies being killed. But you never see that. But oh, my God, a guy. Oh, by the way, it's a black guy. So they're going to shut this down quick. The white guy would be the end of the world. But
yeah,
the black guy.
Yeah, because if it's a black guy, they're going to shut it down quick. But they want to train the public. This is what third world country authoritarian regimes do. They save
this
their
is
resources.
Exactly how they act.
They save their resources for themselves, Alex, but they don't use them for the people. They'll protect themselves in their own capitals or their own homes, their own mansions. They have their own
just
state
like
police.
In Minnesota, Minneapolis got rid of the police half and then hired themselves 24-hour security guards.
And the people are begging for them to come back because the people realize it's a stupid thing to defund the police. It's not a smart thing. But right now, this is what authoritarians do.
And
the Capitol
the crime
is fortified.
Rate has exploded in D.C. because all the cops are guarding the Capitol like it's about to be attacked.
The Capitol is fortified, Alex. Look at that. That thing is fortified compared to the United States southern border, where you have ranchers, you have Americans living on the southern border. Some of these Americans have been shot and killed by some of these cartels. But we can't have Joe Biden get his butt up
and
just
again,
to finish
if
the southern
Trump
border.
Going to have a rally with a million people again, and they got scared. They wanted troops then. You have to build that up for weeks. They act like in any minute, 300,000 people are going to show up and attack.
Yeah, because people need to realize that they only use these resources for themselves when it benefits themselves. They don't care about the American people. They
look
well
at this.
The
guy crashes the car, so they just put riot
police. Look at that. That's more secure than the southern border.
The wicked flee when they're pursued.
Dude, Alex.
When oh, a to, car crashed. Alex, here, let's all get the riot police.
Alex,
cutter.
When we go down there, go to that. Oh, you guys can't move it, but look at that. There are more National Guard there in front of the Capitol than there are on some sections at the United States southern border right now.
This is pathetic. I mean,
that's
wow.
Insane,
so
dude.
A dude turns down the wrong street, crashes his vehicle, and it's total hysteria.
Total. Because they want people to be engineered to freak out and lose their minds and to think that it's normal to have martial law on American
streets. And then meanwhile, Chris Wallace is like, it'll never go back to normal now. Once you have something, it never goes back.
Yeah, there is the new
normal.
Sorry,
you're non-essential. You can't ever go outside.
Yeah,
again.
This is the world that we've given you. This is the new world right now in the United States of America. The lockdowns aren't going away. Joe Biden is out talking to the press again, which is a nightmare. But he's telling people, "Come on, you got to do your part. Don't mess up
the progress
we made."
We don't even know if this guy had diabetes and just crashed his car. You know,
yeah.
Who knows if he was drunk? Like, oh my God, a car crash! End of the world, troops.
They just want to bring us into the third world, Alex. They want to bring us into the fourth world. They want to continue. The next stage is demoralization. Well, that's where we're at. But the next stage is destabilization. Those days are coming. We haven't seen anything yet, Alex.
Well, that's why they have all the tent cities. That's all of it's getting us ready.
Yeah. They want to prepare the public for people to realize that
power outages,
Yeah, all the optics, all the riots, everything taking place in Minneapolis and Kenosha, all these things happening, they're pre-programming the public to accept these things as normal. So when the real thing begins to hit, everyone's going to already be just completely desensitized.
No, you said it. Well, that Bill Gates says a real bioweapon's coming. Other scientists from the news, they're getting us ready.
Yeah, Alex, you talk about Bill Gates all the time, and people think you're crazy, but you're not. Because Bill Gates is buying up all the farmland in the United States of America. For what? For what, Alex? Why is Bill Gates doing that? Because he knows what's coming. He knows what needs to be done. He knows buying up all the farmland in the United States of America is what needs to happen with what's coming to America.
Everyone's going to flee the city.
Everyone. There ain't going to be no more McDonald's. There ain't going to be no more Uber Eats. All these things we enjoy. It is going to be you yourself providing for yourself. And Bill Gates knows this more than a lot of people and leftist wokists on the left even realize what's taking
place. Well, I mean, the left are the useful idiots. They think they're the commanders, the leaders. Because they're being patted on the head. No, they're the fools.
Yeah, and once the regime is installed, they get executed. That's history. That's not a conspiracy theory. Look at Stalin. Look at Mao. Look at all these communist freaking regimes. The same thing happens all the time.
Well, look at Che Guevara as soon as Fidel was done with it.
Yeah, they get executed. Because they get promised all these things in this new utopia.
But again, every news channel is a car crashed. And a couple cops might have got hurt. I mean, it's like, it's just total red alert. We're all begging in fear, peeing all over each other. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients, just like you, reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information appraisal and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back broadcasting worldwide. I keep going for another hour with Drew Hernandez at Drew H Live on Twitter. But Stu Peters is another powerful talk show host. He'll be hosting the fourth hour. I'm going to try to jam in a few calls in the next little no man's land segment for those that are holding. We got some bad news. Suspect dead, a Capitol police officer stabbed, another injured after car rams into barrier outside building. So now we're getting a clearer picture of what happened. First, they said a shooting, a ramming, then it was just a ramming. Now we learn probably a mentally ill person. He was a black man, probably mentally ill. Like, it was a white dude randomly ramming something, stabbing it. We'd probably say he's mentally ill. And that's why you have armed people to stop bad people. And so there you go. But they are on every channel acting like the U.S. just got hit with nuclear weapons. And again, as you said, Drew Hernandez, this is the third worldization of America.
Yeah. The next step is destabilization. That's where America is going next. We've been completely demoralized. We've accepted that in the culture, we've accepted, not only accepted, but we celebrate the murdering of babies inside of the womb, Right now, people are getting a glimpse of what's taking place at the southern border. Babies are being thrown off of 14-foot border walls and being left in the desert by themselves. And the radical left is completely silent. Right now, the American people are completely demoralized. Not all of you out there that are listening, but you guys know who I'm talking about. But the mainstream culture has been completely demoralized. So now when they start moving into these areas of destabilizing the country through the federal government, whether it's through politics or whether it's through natural disaster, whatever it may be, the American people are going to be so freaked out, but they're now engineered to run to the federal government or the state to protect them.
And that's what's scary is Bill Gates and all these globalists are in the news again today saying, oh, a real weapon's coming. You'll have real deaths soon, which I predicted on how they work. So if we're all scared of like a overhyped virus isn't as bad as the flu, imagine when they release a real thing.
Yeah, I mean, they're even here in Texas, they lifted the mandate, right? Mm-hmm. They lifted the mandate, but businesses are still afraid of getting it canceled because people are still afraid.
I was getting dental work done this morning, and the dentist is like, no, we know it's all bull. We know the statistics. None of us got sick. Yeah, we know it's crap. But still, we wear the mask, and still we fist bump. And I said, just shake my hand. He goes, yeah, okay, I shook my hand.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you got to tell others to stop. It's the lawyers saying, do this, we have liability. The idea now that we're all guilty for what we breathe on people, statistically, we know if we don't breathe on people, we don't have an immune system.
Yeah, they're probably going to tax oxygen next, Alex.
That's what herd immunity is. It's all of us breathing on each other. We're all together. Oh, we got a capital update. Look, they're all wearing masks, all virtue signaling.
Yeah.
Here, go ahead and fade the audio up. Let's hear this. Let's hear this. I mean,
suspect rammed his car into two of our officers and then hit the north barricade barrier. At such time, the suspect exited the vehicle with a knife in hand. Our officers then engaged that suspect. He did not respond to verbal commands. The suspect did start lunging toward U.S. Capitol Police officers, at which time U.S. Capitol Police officers fired upon the suspect. At this time, the suspect has been pronounced deceased. Two U.S. Capitol Police officers were transported to two different hospitals, and it is with a very, very heavy heart that I announce one of our officers has succumbed to his injuries. We are not.
Okay, so here's the footage of the black man that supposedly did it, they shot and killed. Okay, obviously mentally ill. We're not going to, oh, it's a black supremacist to kill the white people. No, but if this was a white dude, oh my God, you would hear for the banning of knives, Drew.
Not only that, they're going to blame this on white supremacy somehow, some way. I mean, even Vox, everything that's going on with how the numbers are coming out that black Americans, the black community is increasingly committing more crimes against Asian Americans, which is a literal fact.
Oh, I saw mainstream news where they're saying whites still cause that.
Yeah, here's exactly. Vox News is coming out and saying that it's white supremacy, that black people are increasing in their own American nationalism and they're committing more hate crimes against Asians. The point I'm trying to make is this stuff like this is probably going to end up being blamed on white supremacy because that's all they can do.
How much you want to bet at least one of the cops is black? Because half the D.C. cops are black or more. I mean, this is obviously not a racial attack.
Yeah, we'll find out when the story comes out, but I'm waiting to see how the mainstream media is going to spin this. It's either going to be because of white supremacy or they're going to make him out to be some kind of Trump supporter.
Also,
we'll see.
You can never hear what these people are. You can't hear. There's a freaking mask over her face.
Yeah.
Like used to, they'd pull the mask down to talk on mic. Now they don't even do that because you got a virtue signal.
Yeah. Yeah, they want you to just speak through a mask. They want you to sit down and be just completely doing what you're told to do. And that's what they want. They want you to just be good little children, a good little boy, a good little girl, or whatever you identify as, and sit down and just accept what we tell you to do.
While they shut down the country, while they give the jobs to China, while they shut down the coal power plants, while they shut down the Keystone Pipeline, while they say highways are racist. Gee, I always thought you wanted highways coming by your house because it upped your property value.
Yeah.
I mean, everywhere I live's got a damn highway. I don't look, I go, that's a highway. That's because it's a racist.
Yeah, a border wall was racist until Trump was finally out of office, right? And now they have it up at the Capitol. It's more secure than the southern border. And it's just so ridiculous. And I just wonder how people that are watching, because I know a lot of people watch you, Alex, that that don't disagree necessarily, and I just want to kind of ask them, like, how can you not see through this stuff by now? How can you not sit here and watch this and just absolutely just discern and declare finally, like, this is a load of crap? I'm not talking about what just happened at the Capitol. I'm talking about their rhetoric. I'm talking about their optics. I'm talking about the way that they
All of it. Let's play this video. This is a white supremacist attack. Father and son have a shootout in Atlanta. TV viewers will see this shocking KKK attack. Here's the KKK attack. It's clip one. Actual KKK attack. Here it is.
New at 6 tonight, a Coweta County father tells deputies he confronted his son about having a gun in his pocket. And he says rather than turn it over, his son opened fire on him.
It was all caught on the family's home security camera, as you saw there. Fox News' Doug Evans has more on the story now from Coweta County.
Deputies say the surveillance video starts with Mario Clark leaving his father's house, the father behind him pointing a weapon at his son. The father then flinches, ducks, and runs for cover after a shot is fired in his direction. Deputies say the family shootout started when the 26-year-old Mario Clark arrived at his father's house with a gun in his pocket, a gun his father did not want in his house.
Oh, that's enough. And we now know the story. He came there demanding stuff with a gun. The dad pulled a gun and said, get out of here. He shot at his own father. It's a black family. My only point is that this is evil. This is America falling apart. And again, they're trying to project race war into this. That's not what's happening.
Yeah, they want to demonize white people. That's what this is. They don't want to talk about black-on-black crime, which was skyrocketing under the first African-American president, Barack Obama, by the way. That's a fact. Under Obama's FBI, black-on-black crime statistics were proving this. But this is an attack on white people, Alex. They want to demonize a race of people. This is what Adolf Hitler did to the Jews, and this is what the woke supremacists are doing right now to white people. They want to demonize them because they have revenge in their hearts because of what took place 200, 300 years ago, and they want to continue to do this even to white people, Alex, that don't see color, that can care less about race, but they still do it because somehow racism and slavery was their fault. And
well,
they want to do
what's
this.
Going
it's intentional.
On. It's
intentional.
China's running death camps for Muslims, Christians, and Buddhists. And if they give $100 million from Tim Cook to change the subject of whites and blacks killing each other, they win.
Yeah.
Because the vast majority of black people aren't racist, same with white people as anybody. We all just want prosperity. But if they can make it all about that, they win.
Yeah, and Jesus warned about this in Matthew chapter 24. He said in the last days, we would see kingdom rise against kingdom and nation rise against nation. And when you read the word nation in Greek, he's talking about ethnos.
People.
These are ethnic race wars. So I want to warn people, stay away from this stuff. Because if you get engaged in a race war, you're really dabbling into what the devil's plans are here in the last days. And we're seeing it right now in real time.
I put a video on that. They say Satanism equals race war.
Yeah.
Because we're all humans, and if Satan can trick us to fight with each other when we're all children of God, the devil wins.
Yeah, and the devil is literally winning.
And that
right
really
now.
Is true. Every race of humans, we're all connected. We're all the same species, but we're different. We're different nations, tribes.
Yeah.
And that's what a nation is a tribe. They can trick us into that. The devil wins.
Yeah.
Because he wants to get people, period.
He wants to get he has come to steal, kill, and destroy. Whether you're white, whether you're black, whether you're brown, it doesn't matter. He wants you to die as an unbeliever so you never hear the gospel and know of Christ so that you go straight to hell, even if it's over your race. People worship their race, especially Black Lives Matter right now. They worship their skin color more than anything else in the universe right now. And they just play into Satan's hands. It goes
but the big tell is don't have a family, don't have kids.
Yeah. Yeah. They want to destroy
their family. Oh, worship
your
race, but don't have kids.
Yeah. And especially there's a lot of pastors, right? I'm very passionate against this because you have a lot of pastors, you have a lot of Christians, not all of them, but people that actually buy into the Black Lives Matter agenda.
Talk about that. You're in the first hour of the War Room coming up in 1 hour. Drew Hernandez, Owen Schroyer, 60 minutes from now, War Room. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, band out video. Amazing, my friend.
We'll do it.
I'll come back and do 5 minutes, then I'll hand the baton to our next guest. Don't stay with us.
Yeah.
Great job, brother.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.